Consider how easy it is to change yourself when you have motivation. Consider how easy it is to change yourself when you have motivation. Consider how easy it is to change yourself when you have motivation. Consider how easy it is to change yourself when you have motivation. Consider how easy it is to change yourself when you have motivation. This is Thought for Today, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, running off at the mouth here. Consider how easy it is to change yourself when you have motivation. You know, a lot of us say, I'd like to be thinner. I'd like to be fatter. I'd like to be happier. I'd like to be healthier. I'd like to be all sorts of things we'd like to be. And then, when we're a young person, and our girlfriend says to us, I don't like smoking. And all of a sudden, we have a motivation to stop smoking. We want that girl. We want her to be in our life. So we stop smoking. And at first it's tough, and then our girl gets mad at us. And we go back to smoking again. And we're hurting our own self, you know, by going back and doing things just because the motivations have changed. But when we have the right motivation, we can do anything. I think that every one of us has the opportunity to motivate ourselves in very special ways. We have the opportunity to motivate ourselves in very, very, very special ways. We have the opportunity to motivate ourselves in very special ways. It's really, we have the opportunity to motivate ourselves in very, oh come on Herb, get off of it, what is all this stuff about? Well, what I'm talking about are the simple little affirmations. I like me. I like me. Simple little thing. Now, what motivates us to like ourselves? Certainly not when we look at our bodies, because they are not the Adonis or Terpsichore that we'd like to be. The Venus de Milo, I don't know if you want to be Venus de Milo, she's a pretty husky girl. But do you want to be an Einstein? Do you want to be a Bill Gates? Who do you want to be? You say, well, I'll be me, of yourself. And I say, good. The way to be you of yourself, Ingeborg, the way to be you of yourself is to say, I like me. Just say, I like me, I like me, I like me. You don't have to say why. You don't have to say how. You don't have to say where. You just say, I like me. I was walking the path this morning, and the dew was very heavy in the sky. It was a very overcast sky. And I was sort of plowing my way through the dew, and as I was walking along, I was saying, I like me. And then, as I took a step, I thought, hey, I really do. And a big smile came on my face, and I said to myself, I really do like myself. I do like me. I have a lot of fun with me. I'm the only guy I know. Everybody else, they know themselves, but they don't know me. And I know me, but I don't know everybody else. Now, the only person in the world I know is me. And so if I start saying, I like me, what am I doing? Well, what I'm doing, I am taking my garbage bag and I'm filling it up with I like me. Garbage bag filling up with I like me? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm filling it up with I like me so that there's nothing else in that garbage bag except I like me. And then when I throw it out, then I start filling the next one with I like me. Well, what's this garbage bag then? Well, isn't it better to put I like me in the garbage bag than to say I don't like me? Mm-hmm. Isn't it better to put in the garbage bag I like me than to say I can't and it doesn't work and I'm not very nice? You see, if the only thought in our mind and in our heart is I like me, then that will be the only thing in our life. Now, it doesn't matter whether anybody else in the world likes us or not. Mm-hmm. They don't have the possibility of not liking us because we interpret anything anybody does through our I like me consciousness. And if somebody throws a brick at us, we say, hey, I didn't do that again, I missed that, I didn't catch it, you know? And if somebody swears at us and says, what was that? I didn't get that. And they say, well, you don't want to. I says, perhaps you're right. Gee, you are really a fantastic person, you say to the other person. And gee, it's so nice to be around you. You have such good vocabulary, and you're always thinking kind thoughts and loving things. And pretty, they cannot be opposite to that. When you put out the type of thing that you want to experience, the world has to pour it back. But you can be sure that the world right now is pouring into your life exactly what you believe about yourself, exactly what you think about yourself. And if you are enjoying life and having a good time, then you can be sure that what you're putting out is having a good time and enjoying your life. That's what your reality is. Now, is this really what your reality is? Is this really what you want? Well, stop and think. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You might say, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. But as a man think, whatever the thought he thinks is, it's a unique individual thought. You see, I tell people, don't be master of your habits, because you can't handle that. But be master of your habit, each individual habit, one by one, be master of it, and everything works out fantastic for you. But if you're master of your habits, then blah, 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 blah. Some are good, some are not so good. Some are powerful, some are not so powerful. Say to yourself, I like me. Say to yourself, I like my world. Say to yourself, I like everybody in my world. And what happens when that happens? Everything turns out roses.
And rockets go.
Everything, yeah, rockets go, Ellen says. Everything goes out in a joyous, fantastic way. Now, Ellen, have you noticed that the sky is getting darker and darker and darker? Maybe we're going to have some more beautiful rain, and it's going to raise the water table so high that they'll say, why, of course, you can have a whole community of a million people up on campus. And wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why would it be wonderful? It would be wonderful because our land values would go up so wonderfully. We could sell it and move into wherever we wanted to go. And, or stay here.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, be surrounded by a world of peace. But of course, our east, west, and south sides are public land and cannot be bought by anybody. Mm-hmm. And so that's always our buffer out there. Yeah. And on the other side, there's only a short area that is purchased land. But you see, when you like yourself, everything turns out great. And what some people might say is not nice, to other people they say, wow. Now, there's a lot of people who moved up here to Campo because they wanted to be in a way back primitive area without having a lot of people around, without having a lot of population. Well, they moved not far enough from the city, and they're too close to the city, so the city now is moving out. Now, the people who moved here, they can take the money that they have, and they sell their property, take that money, and buy wherever they want. They can go out in the desert. And if you go out in the middle of the desert, you won't find any people. Although you might be surprised, because a lot of people like to live in the desert. And you could go to the mountains. You could go anywhere you wanted to go. But you're always going to take yourself with you. And when you say, I like me, then the self that you take with you is going to be happy wherever you are. You can be in the middle of a city, and there can be tremendous activity going on all around you. And you just take a moment and become still, sit down in a coffee shop or a restaurant and something like that. It's not because you want the coffee or want the restaurant. It's because you go in there, and people don't expect you to be concerned about what's going on around you. And then you can open up your cell phone and put it to your ear, and people think you're having a conversation. They don't disturb you. You know? It's just like you go in the bathroom, and people don't disturb you. You want to go places where you can be at peace and people won't disturb you. Now, you can create people not disturbing you just by your charisma, your aura, but most people are a little weak in that department. And first say, I like me, I like me, I like me. Build it up, and build up the thing. Why do some women wear wedding rings and they're not married?
To not be bothered.
Yeah, they don't want to be approached by all these wonderful men that would say, hey, what you doing tonight? You know, let's get married and stuff like that. And that we don't have. And a lot of men do the same thing. You'd be surprised how many men wear wedding rings who are not married, because they just do not want to get attached. Mm-hmm. And I would think a person who is homosexual would wear a wedding ring, because then no girls would get attached to him.
And then those who are married, they take it off.
Yeah. That's another story. That's another story. And that's your point of view. We live in a wonderful world. And consider how easy it is to change yourself when you have the motivation. Now, I've given you a bunch of illustrations here, a bunch of thoughts about changing your attitude about yourself and liking yourself and enjoying the world and all sorts of silly things that go on in the world. What is it that you want out of the world? Do you want to be a millionaire by the time you're 25? Well, you can't make it unless you're like me. I'm always 25. And so I'm a millionaire many times, and it's just wonderful. But what do you want to be? What do you want to be? Do you want to be a happy, healthy, hearty person? Do you want to walk down the street and just feel great? Or do you want to walk down the street burdened with money, burdened with problems, burdened with these things, and not feeling great? You know, money, as we say it, is not bad, but it does not buy health. It does not buy wealth and happiness. It does not buy wealth. It does not buy happiness, because most people, when they get money, they do one thing. They become possessed by it. The money owns them. They have to take care of it. They have to babysit it. They have to worry about it. And, oh, what happened to your money in the stock market? Did you lose a lot? What business is that of anybody's, you know? So you don't tell people you have a lot of money. You just live like you have a lot of money. And you're living just as well as anybody else. And the rich men put on their pants one leg at a time, and the poor man puts on his pants one leg at a time. And so, it's a big deal. You know, everybody has got a lot of similarities there. But the poor man doesn't have to worry about what goes on in the stock market, does he?
Uh-uh.
The rich man shouldn't worry about it. But you see, we're motivated to do different things. And what is one of the most joyous things that a rich man does? Really, giving away his money, donating it where he wants to donate it. Well, now, you too have that same wonderful gift to donate whatever you wish. Like one family was saying, as a family project, once a week, they donate $25 to a charity. Now, it doesn't sound like a lot, but out of a family budget, that's quite a bit. And so the whole family gets together and decides how they're going to donate it. Do you think that those kids are going to be fabulous? Those kids are going to have a big, generous heart. And of course, the parents already have. So that's a lovely thing. What motivates anyone to do anything is what they see being done, what happens in their family and their world, and what happens in their heart. That's what makes everything go beautiful. But think about it. Consider how easy it is to change yourself when you have motivation. What motivation have you had that has changed yourself recently? We would be wise to dwell on it once in a while and think of the things that move us and the things that make us happy and the things that make us sad, because we're the master. And anything you want, you can experience it if you're willing to give up. See, this is the hard thing. To have something, you have to give up something else. To have something, you have to give up something else. If you want to be rich, you have to give up thinking that you're poor. If you want to be happy, you have to give up thinking that you're unhappy. If you want to be healthy, you have to give up thinking that you're unhealthy. Hey, that's logical. No, it isn't. People don't think that. You cannot be happy until you give up those unhappy thoughts. Mm-hmm. Even if you have all the reason in the world to be happy, you cannot be happy while you have unhappy thoughts inside you. You cannot be rich while you have poverty thoughts. Mm-hmm. You cannot be healthy while you have sick thoughts in you. But once you have these happy thoughts, healthy thoughts, wealthy thoughts, everything in your world is just a magical miracle. So, check on your motivations and see which ones you put in motion lately and decide which ones are the best to put in motion. One of the nicest is I like me. It works on all levels. It's a joy to talk to you. Thank you for tuning in. I love you. Have a good day.